really can do anything, can't you?
There's no harm in believing so.
Everybody's going through something. You know, we're all going through something, just my pain is a bit more visible than yours or somebody else. When that clicked, it was like a light bulb when, you know, just flashed in my brain. I'm like, hey, now life I see as an opportunity. This circumstance, there's got to be something good.
No arms, no legs.
No worries, mate.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, you are in for a special treat today. Why? Well, most of you know this young man. I want to say young because I'm a lot older. Nick Vujicic, he serves as co-founder and chief brand officer of a new company, a new bank, Pro-Life FinTech. Now, he's a Christian evangelist and motivational speaker. He was born with no arms or legs, as you saw in the video, and most of you probably know his story. Nick is also co-founder of Nick V Ministries, and that's a nonprofit that enables him to speak around the world about his faith in Jesus and share the gospel. He's been on over 3,500 stages, 74 countries, has reached over 2 billion people through digital and print mediums. And he's a very, very well-known author now. He's taken the time to be with us today. Brother, thank you so much, Nick, for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about Pro-Life FinTech today and try and encourage your listeners today.
Yes, amazing story, which some people can relate to being canceled, you know, several years ago, but we'll get to that in a minute. I want to give the website first of all. It's prolifefintech.com. Prolife, FINTECH.com. Friends, if you don't hear anything else from me, you'll hear Nick's story a little bit in a minute. Watch the video on this website under A Word from Our Founders. It explains everything, and it'll really open your eyes to where some of your money might be going thanks to your bank that you're not aware of. And I mean Planned Parenthood and other organizations like that that you wouldn't approve of as a Christian. So the other website, nickvministries.org, nickvministries.org, and your main website, brother, I want to make sure people have it, nickvujicic.com, and we'll spell that out a little later. But right now, brother, you have such a fascinating story, and people look at you and go, wow, what do I have to complain about when I've got an elbow ache, or you know what I mean? I look at you and, man, what a perspective check. I see the joy of the Lord. I see an amazingly productive life, all that you're accomplishing, and a miracle of God, really. We're all created in his image. But just the fact that you're out there reaching people with the gospel, it's really encouraging to a lot of believers. So can you just share, I know you're really good at putting your story in a nutshell and bullet pointing, and then we'll get to Pro-Life FinTech, which is why we wanted to have you on.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much. For me, I think what we understand is that all of our circumstances are different, and for those of us who have arms and legs, you may not be able to empathize or sympathize to the full extent. And even if you could and did, you don't know it until you've really gone through it. And so we all go through something, but at the right time, we also flip the reframing of those obstacles into opportunities where we don't just go through things, we grow through things. And trusting that God has a plan, that he causes all things to come together for the good for those who love him. And for me, I knew some of these things and verses in the Bible about God having a plan for me as a kid, but I really didn't understand, what does that mean? Where is the love of God? When I prayed for arms and legs, it didn't come. Why was I born this way without limbs when the bullies at school who put me down every day, they have limbs? They don't deserve their limbs. And so there were so many questions about what's the truth of my value? What's the truth of my purpose? Why am I even here? And I think there's a lot of people that still go through those questions. And I went through depression between ages 8 and 12. I actually planned my suicide for 2 years and attempted it at age 10. Looking at my life, I had no faith. So I only lived by sight. By sight, I'm like, I'm never going to get married. I can't even hold my wife's hand. I can't even hold my kids when they're crying. What kind of a life am I going to live? And I'm just so glad that by the mercy and grace of God, I'm still here. And I gave my broken pieces a chance in the hands of God, who could do great things and the impossible things. And listen, bro, today, it's ironic. Like, I just came from Brazil and preached the gospel to 60 million people 2 weeks ago. And so, you know, people always wonder, you know, how can God use me? Well, I'm just a poster child of many, that if you actually trust the Lord with all your heart and take one day at a time, He can even cause you to be a miracle when you don't get one.
I just want to say, I could be up on a stage, and I have, you know, I've spoken at churches and things like that, done interviews, sharing the gospel. And it could be somewhat effective, if the articulation is there, if the right scriptures are shared or whatever. But you reach people that I would never be able to. They look at you, and you've got their attention, brother. And that's what I found to be so fascinating about your story, and you're using that, and God is using that. Before we continue, I just want to share these scriptures that came to mind and then jump into more of your story. Obviously, Psalm 139, starting in verse 13. This is amazing. It says, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was none of them." So everyone watching and listening, all the days that God has planned for you, they were written already. He preordained that. He knows the number of your days. And we are just to be faithful, obedient, trust Him a day at a time. Can you share a little bit more, Nick?
Yeah, look, I want everyone to know that, you have four layers of your existence. You have your soul, your mind that needs renewing. Your soul needs saving, mind needs renewing, your heart needs healing, and then your life needs commissioning. No matter what your story is, your history is His story. And I'll never forget me meeting a limbless boy with no limbs and a little foot just like me. And I realized, if I was born this way, just to encourage that one little dude, that God still has a plan for him, that God will carry you through when you cannot walk, then it's all worth it. I mean, if you really believe in heaven, then really believe in heaven. Then don't put all your chips here on the table. And this, I'm just coming here to live my best life. Are you kidding me? We're here to do war and help the poor and do what God's called us to do. Now, there are some people who say, well, then God made you this way. Yeah, He made us all. He created us all. But, Adam and Eve had arms and legs, right? But what the enemy tried to use for bad, all the curses of sin, right, i.e. this, whatever the enemy tried to use for bad, God can turn into good. And He can, and He will, if you allow Him. And so even in our nation, we need healing. And no matter who's president, I think it's really the church of God who needs to come to God, confess our sin, repent of our sin, turn away from our sin, which really is repentance, to then ask God to heal our land. And so whether that's on an individual level or as a nation, there is no hope apart from Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother. And you are preaching to the choir here at Worldview Matters, because the church, it's got to start with the church. There's repentance that needs to take place. We need an awakening. We need revival. We, meaning Bible-believing Christians, because there are too many Christians in name only, and that's for another story, that's for another podcast. But so, Nick, let's go back now to, I think, 2017 or 2019. So cancel culture was already in the works, but it wasn't really out in the public yet, and people weren't really understanding what was going on. But in 2019, you were framed and canceled for your Christian values, and the bank, one of your banks, kicked you out. Why? Share that story, please, and what that has led to now.
Thank you very much. And so back in 2016, there were ammunition companies that were first cancelled. And when you follow that, you kind of follow, go up there, you kind of figure out maybe where it came from. I can't say it publicly. But we have our own theories. But never did I hear of an individual where I woke up one day. I've never heard of it at that point. This is 2019. No cancel culture being coined as a term. Debit cards are frozen. Credit cards are frozen. Credit lines frozen. Can't log in. My credit line and my credit score, normally 3 triple digits. One went down by 200 points. The other two numbers were dashes. I called the bank.
Wow.
And I said, hey, I've been a customer for 15 years. I've never had this happen to me. I don't know what's going on. Can you find out? It put me up. Oh, please hold. Someone said, hey, sir, is this Nicholas James Vujicic? I said, yes. Well, we can't talk to you. I said, excuse me? I said, we can't talk to you. I said, well, you're talking to me now. What's going on? So there's going to be a letter coming, and that's it. No, but tell me what's going on. No, we cannot tell you. We cannot talk to you. A letter is coming. Hung up on me. Went to the branch manager, and I know her really well. And I'm like, hey, what's up? She calls HQ and Chase Bank. And she said they won't talk to me, and I can't talk to you. And they told me you have 5 minutes to leave the premise. I called some people in DC. I always have friends in DC over the last 15 years. And I wasn't, from what we know, on a terrorist list, on a money laundering list. And they said this, if I don't move my bank money to another bank in 30 days, they take my cash. And so there are 5 states today that actually passed the law that a bank cannot cancel you for no cause, as they did me. And so Texas is not there yet, and I hope Texas is next. But that was my experience, unfortunately.
Wow. Now, a lot of people, even I'm thinking to hear these details. I've heard of what was happening with a lot of people on social media, on the big tech platforms, and banks, and jobs, and different things. But I didn't hear those details. And the fact that they would keep your money, and they didn't talk to you.
It was insane.
Oh, my goodness.
It was insane. And here's the worst part. Ready?
Yeah.
There's one bank, I won't name them because I know too much. There's one bank that's going at it. They're going at it, and they're actually having the balls to now start saying to people, we're moving away from churches. That we're moving away from churches. Yeah. It's amazing.
And that's not surprising. No. I mean, we've seen the hypocrisy, the double standards. The preachers of tolerance are some of the most intolerant people. Those, they're the ones that cancel others and want you right. to censor you, want you to shut up about your biblical worldview or about your faith in Jesus or about God or whatever. A lot of interesting stories coming out now even, but when it comes to the separation of church and state, they want to keep your beliefs behind church doors, right? They don't want Christianity to influence the culture. But I know I'm preaching to the choir on that as well. So I want to quote you, Nick, in one of the articles. You said, we are aware of the weaponization of the banking industry that most banks give philanthropically to abortion organizations, including Planned Parenthood, the largest funder of transgender hormone-altering drugs for minors. Now, friends, again, you go to the website prolifefintech.com and watch that video, A Word from Our Founders. But I'll let you explain a little bit, Nick, how you connected there with the other founder. I forgot her name. I watched the video, but what was the woman that you connected with and God had to speak to you to confirm that you were supposed to go on this venture?
Yeah, my dear friend, Betsy Gray, sister in Christ, who actually was the CEO of a ministry out in Santa Barbara that actually helped abortion-determined women choose life after they saw a free ultrasound because Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics in Santa Barbara would not give you an ultrasound without scheduling in abortion. And so that was where she found out then back then in 2018. She was called crazy to even mention that she knows that banks and actually every banking institute, including the credit union in Santa Barbara, all philanthropically, all 21 of them that they investigated, they actually all said, oh yeah, we support women for a choice. And it grieved her. And she said, God, what do we do? And she said, first, God, repent. We repent. I repent on behalf of our country. We have no idea. And God said to her, start your own platform banking system that would honor me. And that's what it is. And we went straight. God told her pro-life had to be in the name. And so we can't call ourselves a bank. We are pro-life fintech, which is a digital banking alternative where you can open up your personal checking savings account. We have a money market account too. You can open up your corporate and trust account and you'll move your church's money across. I would just add to that quote, most big banks. I'm not saying that most of all banks, but most big banks do actually do that. Yes. And so if I'm a dude like in, you know, Dallas right here, right, and I donate $25 to a crisis pregnancy center, and I bank with Bank of America, which I actually do, and I'm closing it all down right now because I'm moving it now all here. Seriously, Bank of America, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo, a lot of money has gone to nonprofit organizations that are contradictory to me trying to even save a life here because my church's bank actually potentially philanthropically kills children.
Yeah.
And funds different things that we are absolutely against. So it's the weaponization to the extreme. So we reject cancel culture, and pro-life fintech is the tip of the spear of bringing a unification in the banking industry of like-minded conservative Christians that do not want a cent to go that way. We need to be good stewards of God's wealth, and you'll appreciate this. We're all hyped on, oh, let's wait for the wealth of the wicked to come to the righteous. Why would that happen if the wealth of the righteous are actually still pimping to kill kids?
Hmm.
We gotta figure this out now. It's a wake-up call. Red alarms and bells all around. We need to understand that 10% of pro-life fintech net profits go to biblically aligned nonprofits. We reject cancel culture. And this is a movement that is bigger than us.
Thank you, brother. And I know you're a straight talker. I appreciate that. I mean, Seth Gruber is one of our friends. He's been on the podcast several times. So last time he was on, I asked him, hey, can you tell us what you really think about Margaret Sanger and about, you know, plan? Anyway,
life,
yeah. So Betsy Gray and hooking up with you, connecting with you and starting this is from God. A lot of people can understand their money is going to things they don't support from their biblical faith. But we want to take a quick pause, and we'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Hey, friends, right now, Freedom Project Academy is enrolling students for this fall with live, anytime, and homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. And to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering 15% discount on all courses. Visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. And use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15 to save 15% on all courses at Freedom Project Academy. So, what kind of response, Nick, have you seen or heard about from, since you started Pro-Life FinTech with Betsy Gray? What kind of response is out there in the community?
We had roughly 30,000 people overnight join our list and our journey that started 5 years ago. We first wanted to start as a brick and mortar, and we could not raise $80 million successfully.
Yeah.
It sucked. It really, really. I talked to, you have no idea how many Christian billionaires, and they said no. So we had to pivot, went to fintech. It was a $4 million raise, 55 investors approximately. So we opened up on the 30th of November. And unfortunately, only 800 accounts have been opened up so far. And even of the 800 accounts, we're like, man, you guys should just put more money in. So I think the Christian... marketplace. Do you know that we still buy DVDs? We are the slowest adopters of anything here. It's ridiculous. And so I think we're feeling that. And we're hoping for 5,000 customers who'd put in $25,000 in the account, whether it's a business account, trust account, personal checking, savings. So it's been a slow opening, and we're doing as many interviews as possible to mm-hmm. allow the Holy Spirit to speak to people and say, hey, make the right choice. Start mm-hmm. banking on purpose and steward God's wealth way better than we are. Now that you know what you know, now you're going to be responsible for if you're going to do it or not. And I tell you, the way that we can sleep at night, knowing that, hey, now that I know that I've got to stop doing this and start doing this, that's being obedient. And I'm not trying to be a spiritual bully. I'm just saying, I actually believe that Billy Graham's prophecy, listen to this. He said, the next move of America is actually in the marketplace. Why? Because all the money, it's all the Christian business owners and the marketplace and the churches as well, that money and all the entrepreneurs coming together, becoming one to actually make a movement. Can you imagine if half the churches just said, you know what, we're pulling out of Bank of America, pulling out of Chase Bank, we're pulling out of Wells Fargo, and we're going to do a banking system, an alternative that actually honors the Lord. That in itself is, you have no idea how giant it is. And I really encourage you to also interview Kevin Freeman from Economic War Room. He actually is the only man of God who actually is the final backstop of hyperinflation in America. Not Trump, not Elon Musk, Kevin Freeman. Hmm. Look him up. He actually brought back and is bringing back legal tender of gold and silver as a constitution right that actually stops the hyperinflation, because when we went to fiat currency, paper money becomes paper. He actually is making progress. Go check out Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. He's going from state to state, and he's a firecracker, dude.
Wow. I've heard of him. I didn't know as much about him, but I'll look into that a little bit more. So explain, Nick, a lot of people are a little confused. By the way, I just bought a couple CDs through the mail, CDs, DVDs, you know, it's funny. Everybody's online and going digital, and you have been talking a little bit about ESG as well. So help us with this transition on what Pro-Life FinTech can do. It's an online and mobile financial service, and it is available in every state, all 50 states. It honors God, respects life. It's rooted in faith-based principles. I mean, for decades and decades, there have been good organizations, American Family Association and some others, that have been trying to get this faith-driven consumer mentality where we support things. It's kind of like boycotting or boycotting. We support things by buying or using services that support our values and taking our money away from services or organizations that are absolutely hostile toward the Christian faith. We can say that now. Not just disagreeable, but they are actually hostile and intolerant, and they'll cancel you, as you learned. So help us understand a little bit more about how this works and why we should make this move.
Yeah, no, for sure. Go to, if you don't want to type in the whole thing, prolifefintech.com, just go to beginplf.com to begin your journey. Beginplf.com. You go down, check out that co-founder video, and then scroll down and check out that beautiful debit card with the heartbeat. It's beautiful. It's incredible to use that as a ministry tool. So you get a debit card, you get a personal checking, savings, money market account. You can go to any ATM across the country, no fee whatsoever. You know, and the next generation, or the now generation, is very privy to online financial apps and wiring and all that. And some of us are not. But we're simply a banking solution, which is a digital front-facing digital extension of a bank called Regent Bank. So they are our chartering sponsor with FDIC insurance. And for any products that we do not supply outside of corporate, trust accounts, personal accounts, which you can open today, we actually are excited that we have a lot of affiliates as well. So like, for instance, we got a church asking me and our team, can my church get a loan for this? And we're like, well, Regent Bank's footprint doesn't go to that state, but we have sister affiliates, if you will. Hmm. And so we want all of God's people to say, when they say yes, God, you give your yes, we want to help you to do everything that God's convicted you to do properly.
And this makes so much sense for churches not to be banking with some of those institutions. Oh, my goodness, Nick, I know you. I'm preaching to the choir on that, too.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating, you know, like our goal is 25 million really quick of deposits. We're only at 2.5 million and everyone's just busy. You know, everyone does. You know, and that's a headache. No, you don't understand what this really, really means to God's heart. And I think it's the tip of the spear. And you're going to see us join forces, a Christian Banking Alliance, where we're coming together. We're seeing the Holy Spirit convict CFOs and boards to make that move today.
So I didn't mention your Amazon page, your many, many books, most well known for Life Without Limits, and so many other books there. If you guys want to check out some of Nick's books there on Amazon, or I'm sure you can get it on the link on his website as well. Your ministry page, nickvministries.org. Any closing thoughts in the last minute and a half, brother?
Yeah, if you want to hear the updates of an incredible film based on my life called No Limbs, No Limits, it's coming out to theaters. Actually, yes, text the word No Limits to 833-743-6587, and you'll get exclusive updates. We're going to be on-ramping kind of like a crowdfund for the marketing budget, $5 million, and we're going to give you all exclusive updates. It's coming out October 3rd. In the theater near you. And it's not just a one-night event. It's a real, actual, conventional theatrical release.
Awesome. We had that ready to go, and I forgot to ask you about it, so I'm glad you brought it up. And Jeff was right on the spot with that. So, yeah, the number, you can text that. I got that off your Facebook page. Brother, we so appreciate your voice and your ministry and what you're doing with Pro-Life FinTech. Oh, my goodness, how much sense does that make? And like I said, I hope church is getting involved. And friends, pray for Nick, his protection, and that God would enlarge his territory and for this new endeavor. And we will be looking out for that project in the fall, in October. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Blessings. Oh, my goodness. Again, friends, prolifefintech.com and Nick's on YouTube and all, you know, Instagram. So, friends, thank you so much for your time, for sharing the podcast and for getting us out there under God's sovereignty. It's growing, and we are so thankful. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.